This is Naked Astronomy, and very soon Andrew Ponson will be finding out how measuring the polarity of the cosmic microwave background radiation can help us to probe the universe. As always, we want your questions and your comments. Get them in by email to astronomy@thenakedscientists.com. And that's exactly what Charles Moore did with this question for Dominic Ford. Charles says, if I try to balance a pencil on my finger, it takes an awful lot of movement to keep the pencil balanced. But rockets take off without any problems. Why is that?
Well, this is not a problem that rocket scientists have always got right themselves. And certainly there are some quite embarrassing videos from the early days of rocketry where rockets veered violently off course and crashed. But it's an interesting analogy that Charles draws with balancing a pen on your finger. And it's perhaps interesting to think about why it's so difficult to balance a pen on your finger. It's virtually impossible. And the reason why it's so difficult is because if the pen tips slightly to one side, your finger is still pushing vertically upwards on the bottom of the pen, and that force is making the pen rotate, and so it tips even more in the direction it's already tipped in. And so there's positive feedback there, and it's what we call an unstable equilibrium. So you have to really keep your finger moving quite fast to keep the pen balanced on your finger. Now, actually, a rocket is more stable than that, because whatever direction a rocket tips in, the thrust is always coming directly out of the back of the rocket along the line of the rocket. And so if it tips slightly to one side, there's not any force which is causing it to tip further in that direction. So that's one sense in which a rocket is more stable than a pen balanced on your finger. Obviously, you don't want it to tip at all in the first place. So in your classic cartoon picture of a rocket, you'll have four fins on the back. And what those fins do is, as the rocket is moving through the atmosphere, there's an airflow past those fins. And if the rocket is tipped at a slightly different direction to its direction of travel through the atmosphere, the air flowing past the rocket will put a force on those fins and direct it back towards the direction that it's passing through the atmosphere. So that makes it difficult for the rocket to change direction. It means if you actually want to steer the rocket in a different direction, you have to steer really quite hard. Now, obviously there's a problem with that, that it requires you to have an airflow past your rocket, and in space you're in a vacuum and you won't have that airflow. And in fact, if you look at most modern rockets used by NASA or European Space Agency, they don't actually have fins on the back because they're not much good in space. And what they in fact have is nozzles on the back of the rocket that can be tilted from side to side. And if you watch a video of one of the space shuttle launches, you'll see about a minute before launch, they're frantically tipping the nozzles back and forth to make sure that they've got that control once the launch is underway. So nowadays, the control of rockets is entirely done by computers, which are continually monitoring the trajectory of the rocket and tipping and tilting the rocket thrusters on the back to keep it on course.